The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, it's good to be back. Last weekend I was in Erie for the priesthood ordinations, where we ordained 3 men to the priesthood. They just received their assignments this past Tuesday, and they get to announce them tonight, so it's really kind of exciting for them. One of them was with me at St. Vincent's as a good friend of mine, so I'm excited for him. Today we celebrate Corpus Christi Sunday. I think our readings tonight give us a perfect example of exactly what this means. "Do not forget the Lord your God, who fed you in the desert with manna, a food unknown to your fathers. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Now, I bet that if I took a poll of everyone gathered here tonight at Mass who actually wanted to be here, I think we might be surprised. And honestly, I think we can all say that from time to time, we don't really want to be here at church. We'd rather be sleeping, watching a good movie, or enjoying the weather outside tonight. And yet here we are. We gather together every Sunday to celebrate the Eucharist. But what is it that we celebrate? Now, I could bore you all night with the theological discourse on what the Mass celebrates, but what is more important than this is how this special gift from God impacts our lives. In our first reading, we hear from Moses, the leader of the Jewish people, God's special people, who God chose from the beginning of time. We hear Moses speak of this manna, this unknown food from their fathers before them. This gift of manna was presented to them every morning for them to gather up and to eat, so as to sustain them for their journey through the desert. Later on in their passage through the desert, the Jewish people had had enough of this journey and this gift of manna. They said to Moses and to God, "We are sick and tired of this wretched food." Now, parents, what would you do if your kids said that to you? This great gift from God, this life-sustaining gift to his special people, was not wanted anymore. The people had had enough. They wanted out. They wanted to go back to Egypt, their land of exile. Now, we have been given a similar gift, yet our gift is even greater. We have been given the gift of the Eucharist. Jesus Christ gives us his body and blood, soul and divinity. He reminds us that he is the living bread come down from heaven. He is the strength and salvation of all the world. It is by the consumption of his body and blood that we find our healing strength, our salvation. He has commanded all of us to do this, and we don't take this command lightly. At every Mass, we represent, we make present again the action that happened at the Last Supper. The priest says the words of institution. He says, "This is my body. This is my blood." The priest, who has been consecrated by the bishop on his ordination day to have the power and authority to confect the most blessed sacrament, this simple bread and wine, into something even more glorious, the true bread from heaven, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And that's what we celebrate on this Corpus Christi Sunday, on this Body of Christ Sunday. We celebrate and give thanks to God for this great gift. We do not bemoan and complain like the Israelites in the desert. We do not call out against the Eucharist, claiming it as wretched food. But when we find ourselves in the place that we don't want to be in church, we should remind ourselves of this great gift. Now, we can easily fall into a spiritual malaise, yet we should have faith in God, knowing that He will give us the nourishment and encouragement to find what we need to continue to move forward. Let us take a moment in this and every celebration of the Eucharist to give thanks to God for all that He has given us, most especially the Holy Eucharist. So I ask that we take a moment now and bow our heads and pray as I read this prayer. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within thy wounds, hide me. Separated from thee, let me never be. From the malignant enemy, defend me. At the hour of death, call me. To come to thee, bid me, that I may praise thee in the company of the saints for all eternity. We ask this through Christ our Lord.